Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. Check them out at www.facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, TagCastPodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, TagCastPodcast.com.
And now it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you. Jerk off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
But a flappa? Yeah. But a fugo.
Hello and welcome to the TagCast number 22. When you're 22,
your lips catch on fire.
Your lips catch on fire. I am Gatch, your co-host, and this is
my co-host, your co-host,
Terry Guile,
with some flaming lips.
When you're 22, do you remember when you were 22?
I do. That was about 21 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, I just aged myself.
I know.
But yeah, when I was 22, it was 1990.
Uh-huh. Ooh, that was a good time for music, especially
yeah.
In the Northwest.
Yeah, and that's what I was starting to do. I just joined
hitting shows, playing
just joined
shows.
Void. Yeah, well, I was learning all their songs.
Uh huh.
No, wait. When I was 22. Yeah, I guess it was 1990. Shit, I guess I was 22. Thought I was younger when I started with those guys, but I'm an old guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were playing some shows. Probably. My mom died when I was 22.
Oh man.
That's all good. Actually, is today Wednesday?
Uh-huh.
Happy hump day, everybody.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of dead moms and 22, my mom's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, happy
July
birthday.
31st, yeah. Posthumous birthday wish to mom, who would be, let's see, 45, 90. She would be like 67. I cannot imagine my mom 67, because, well.
That is, well, my mom's... I was just thinking about that today, earlier. 65 now, I think.
It's not hard to imagine my dad, 68, 67, because he is, and I see him. But the last time I saw my mom, she was 44 or 45, uh-huh. You know, so that's what I see her as. But, yeah, that's what was going on when I was 22. Thanks for asking. Jesus. Just kidding.
For me, 22 was 98. I think I was probably doing a lot of partying.
Sometimes why?
Yeah, sometimes why, playing in there with Lance and Jake and Jeremy.
Jeremy.
That was that was a crazy summer.
I love crazy summers.
Yep.
So, let's see. It's been nice weather. Thanks for listening, everybody. Special thanks to our sponsors. I don't know who they are. Did we ever get back from the Dixie Creek?
Yeah, we got the Complete Ag Resolutions.
Well, yeah, we dropped their name at the beginning of every episode.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And, you know, I think I mentioned this on a post or something, but not everybody gets to read them. If you ever start hearing the very last song after we say goodbye and Floyd's song comes on, you might, like, just turn it off, right? You should listen for hidden Easter eggs. There's Easter eggs at the end sometimes, and sometimes it's me ranting about how much I hate fucking sports. And it's funny. And even though it's me and I hear it, I still laugh.
Yeah.
I laugh at myself because I'm a fucking retard. But yeah, so check out.
I remember when that was recorded that I had kind of written it for you, knowing
I was reading
sports.
I was reading it upside down across the table.
Yeah, you were reading it upside down in a cold read, not having read it before.
And that's almost the best. It sounds like I'm acting that way on purpose. It's like,
it's hilarious, I think.
Little pauses in there that just make it sound like I'm a genius, but really I'm not.
It was cosmic genius.
Yeah, yeah. So I think we're down to a pretty much a single sponsor. Hey, Dixie Creek, we'll get a hold of you, but we'll still give you a shout out. They've been a good sponsor to us, and and we're planning on doing our first live podcast at their nice establishment. I want to make it happen. I'd actually like to do a trial run before then, somewhere else. Like, who knows? Maybe live from the car wash.
Yeah, that'd be
cool. Just to try a mobile setup.
Somewhere on location.
Exactly. And then with the comedy show we got coming up, I want to have a live podcast. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah,
like after the comedy show, we could have some people hang around afterwards and listen to us, maybe sound off. I got a good idea.
I think it'd be a fun little bonus for the listeners and stuff, you know.
And I'm going to steal this idea, and then I'll tell you who I stole it from afterwards, because that'll be a perfect segue. But as we do these live podcasts, and there'll be people there, and granted, it won't be going live like a live stream. We're just recording it in a live environment, not in a room like we are right now. but we'll have like people come up that are there that are semi-famous or good friends of ours and say, "Hi, this is Dave Wilson, and you're listening to the TagCast podcast on them internets."
Yeah!
And then you could do a David Lee Roth scream.
Yep.
Wilson. And so, Wilson! So, yeah, and I stole that idea from a podcast I'm going to give a big shout-out to right now because they did us the favor first, Vowel Movements.
Nice.
Check those guys out. I didn't even ask them to. It's just my good friend Bobby Jordan. We were childhood friends, grew up.
And Danny Secretion.
Yep, and me and Bobby met in 1974. Check that shit out.
Nice.
And we grew up together, and then it's one of those things like your neighbors, your best friends, your brothers, and then your dad gets a job in Ontario, Oregon, clear over by Idaho, and you get moved away, and then you're in Woodland. And so even though we only see each other once every about 7 to 10 years, when we see each other, it's just like we weren't apart, and we're just like brothers and best friends, you know? So, he gives, not only did they give us a live read talk about for about 5 minutes, they did a little, pre-recorded spot with Slayer playing in the background because he knows I love Slayer.
And they they talk about punk rock and pro wrestling, right?
Yes, yes.
And other topics, obviously.
Exactly.
Too.
And just whatever comes to mind.
Yeah.
But that's their main premise, as ours is kind of like comedy and all kinds of music.
Yeah.
But,
know,
you know by listening
Danny
to
Secretion,
us.
He's part of the Secretions.
Yes.
And they're,
they've been a band for 20 years, dude.
Wow, 20 years.
Yeah, and they're still punking it up. And he doesn't mind this moniker. Some people shun it, but they're a pop punk band.
Yeah, that's fine.
And he likes that, you know. He likes the nice side of punk, to where there's a melody and you can get happy and you're not shitting on the stage.
Having good times.
Gigi Allen was cool, but why do you got to punch a girl in the face? You know, that's kind of his adage. And so his band is coming up on a tour. It's called
it's the Too Dumb to Quit Tour.
Yeah, exactly.
And they got t-shirts. You got to get yourself one because everyone's too dumb to quit.
And if anyone's been following them on Facebook or whatever. Oh, before we get to that, go to valmovements.net and check them out. They've got 23 episodes with a couple bonus episodes, three or four of those. They've done some live broadcast, which is kind of inspiration to us to take ours on the road. Even though we were, you know. You guys aren't that inspirational. We had that idea already, but you guys did it and made me realize, if those guys can do it, we can do it. So I told those guys that we'd give them a shout-out and that I would plug Danny and the Secretions tour. They're coming to Oregon.
Yeah, they're coming. They got all sorts of dates. They got about a dozen dates or so along I-5, right?
Yeah, there's about 6 or 7 in Oregon and, and the general area, but there's some more in Northern California that I don't have those dates. I should have got them, but these are the ones
he
sent me.
They can go and check them out on Facebook and hit the like button and check out all their tour dates.
They're a good punk band.
Salem and Eugene to the Wandering Goat, which we're familiar with.
He also has a side project called Danny Secretion and the Shitty Ramones. And they're a Ramones cover band. And I don't know if you guys appreciate this or not, or if you think that we need to eat some Orbit because we have fucking dirty mouths. Well, on Vowel Movements, they're a clean podcast. And if someone's on there and they say shitty, they do the little Star Trek door opening. And they censor it, which is cool. They want to be family-friendly. And so when they speak of Danny Secretion and the Shitty Ramones, they're actually called, God, I'm not going to be able to remember now, Danny Secretion and the
Shitty Ramones?
Not-so-proficient Ramones.
Oh, okay.
Or something close to that the word proficient in it. But anyway, so secretions are coming, and you did mention Eugene. That's tomorrow, but it did get moved from the Wandering Goat. So if anyone was planning on going to the Wandering Goat tomorrow, Thursday, August 2nd, don't go there. Go to the Lazarus.
The goat went to the Lazarus.
Yep, Lazarus Pit. It's actually a house. If anybody knows Bob Gnarly, the drummer from... oh, God, I wish I smoked more weed before we started this. It's a band that we played a show with, and they have a cool name, and I knew them from California, and they're called Save Yourself.
Oh, okay,
yeah. He's the drummer from Save Yourself, and he has a house where they have, like, kick-ass basement parties, and they like, really help out touring bands. Bands are always playing there that are from out of state on a Wednesday night or whatever. So go check out the Secretions. They're playing with Pirate Radio and another brand new band.
Yeah.
That it'll be their first show. I can't remember them, but it's called Weirdo Punk.
Go out and support the touring band and get on see a show.
Yeah, and check it out. They're playing August 3rd in Salem. They're looking for a house party to play, so it's not determined where.
I told them to get a hold of Crimson Guardian. They got a show in Eugene that night.
Oh, wow. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Oh, and they needed a band, huh?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of a weird lineup, but yeah, they could do Springfield if they wanted to stay in town for a night.
Yeah.
And then the 4th, they're hitting Longview, Washington at Minus World. The 5th, they're in Seattle at the Morgue. Playing for a bunch of dead people. sorry. August 6th, they head back down south towards us, and they're playing at Tacoma at the Red Room, and I was kind of curious if they didn't mean the Red Room in Portland, and he said, no, it's the Red Room in Portland. They're playing at a place called Katie O'Brien's in Portland on the 7th. I wonder if that's just a chick's house, then her name's Katie O'Brien, because I've never heard of that venue, which is cool.
I played at Katy Perry's house.
And then they're doing something that most bands don't do when they're doing like a West Coast tour. They're flipping over to Bend. No, they're going to Bend.
No, I know. You don't hear a lot about that because it's not on I-5.
And they said that they've played Bend several times in their Oregon tours and that they get a good reception over there. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be playing somewhere where I've played before, the Domino Room.
Right on.
So all you Benders, Bendovers, all you people over in Bend.
We just lost a whole segment of fans over
hey,
there.
Hey, Bend over. I haven't been over to Bend for a long time.
Speaking of family friendly, you were talking about family friendly podcasting. Yeah. And
hi,
you
kids.
Know, I can go in and see who went to our page as far as like what search terms that they've looked up to go to our site. And two people have gone to our site after looking up fisting.
Whoa.
And it's because we talked about fisting once, and so I put it, you know, as a link.
Seriously?
Or something, or I put it as a word.
Yeah, that was a clickable link.
Yeah, and so...
So you didn't tell you who it was, though?
No, it didn't tell me who it was, but two people had... That was their search term that they looked to get to our site.
Was this recently?
Yeah, within the last month, and I would like to thank them.
All right, thank you. And I'd also like to thank our four most recent likes, at least on this page, within 4, 5 hours and 17 hours... And on Monday, we have new likes from Jenny Hansen.
All right.
Amanda Nelson, good friend of ours. Yeah. She's a piercer. Go get poked by her.
Whoa.
And Beth Forcia, who is a.k.a. to me and my wife, Miss Rage. We just actually saw her. She was passing through, and I was out working at the car wash. And she drove by and said, wait a minute, that's... Turns around. She pulls up. She's real forward, real funny. Uh-huh. She's all, what's a bitch got to do to get her fucking car washed around here? And I was like, Beth. And I hadn't seen her for at least a year, maybe two. But I recognized her right off. She had the same vehicle and stuff. So that was pretty great. So shout out to Beth. She lives up in Portland.
Thank you for
I think that she
listening.
Listens. Yes. I think she listens. I don't know how to talk sometimes because it feels like I'm from Sweden or somewhere funny like that. And before we get any further... I would like to send a shout out to a guy who recently did a show for me, And he's also a fellow podcaster from the Big and Loud podcast, Don Frost. He is a new daddy.
Nice. Way to go, Don.
Check out what he named his son. So awesome. You can guess if you want, but you're never going to guess it. You're never going to guess it. Yeah, Ice Cube. No. Just kidding. No. He named him fucking Benicio Optimus Frost. He loves the Transformers. Optimus.
Benicio Del Toro?
No, it's not Optimus. Is that wrong? What's the dude from Transformers?
Yeah, Optimus Prime, but Benicio is Del Toro, right?
I guess, but was he in that movie?
I don't think
so. No, they just want to call him Ben Frost.
Oh, Ben Frost, because he's in that movie?
I don't know. I don't know who's in the movie. I doubt if they're going to be
Optimus
calling...
Optimus Prime is in the movie.
Yeah, but he's a fictional character, correct?
Oh, are you talking about like a human character on that show?
I don't even know what I'm talking about because I've never seen the movie.
Transformers was a long time ago, and I knew the toys more than I knew like the cartoon and the characters.
All I wanted to do...
They were kind of spendy for my lower middle class family.
I would imagine so, huh?
Yeah.
No,
like $60 for Optimus Prime even back then.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I hope I'm right. I better check real quick, but I'm pretty sure that...
congratulations.
How could I think that was his name? Yeah, it's Optimus. Benicio Optimus Frost.
Yeah.
And he was born, and he is so loud, it says. And he was a big one, too. He was almost 9 pounds. But
big and loud.
And if you know Don, you could... I don't know. I don't know him really personally. Like, we've never hung out and had a beer, except for, like, maybe after the show or whatever. Uh-huh. But, I've done a few shows with him, and I've seen him do a few shows before he actually knew who I was, and he just didn't ever strike me as the dad type, but now I think that he'll be a good dad, and he'll probably teach his son to be super funny or something. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah, congrats going out to Don Frost, and the father is not Big Jim.
I have some advice for him as a father. Do not let him grow up to be a Nickelback fan, such as this one guy who is such the Nickelback fan. Did you hear about this?
I don't think I did.
This guy wanted to sneak into a Nickelback concert, and he falls 40 feet into the gorge to sneak in to the Nickelback show.
Where was this at?
I'm not sure where it was at, but it was in a gorge. And he fell 40 feet just to sneak in. And I just...
See what he gets? Thank you very much. You try sneaking into a Nickelback concert, you just might die.
Yeah.
And then you like, I want my neck back. I broke my neck. I fell in a gorge.
I want my Nickelback.
Give me my neck back. But yeah, I would not sneak into a Nickelback concert.
Would you sneak into any concert, though, and risk a 40-foot fall?
Probably not. I wouldn't risk a 40-foot fall.
Let's say a band was going to be their last show, and it was at the Gorge, and there you were 40 feet above for some reason. You didn't have a ticket, and that was you're just like, hey, I can get into the show right now if I take the fall.
You try to jump the thing, and then if you don't make it, then you're fucked.
You just take the fall just to get in. You're like, you see the lawn down below, you're just like, fuck it.
I don't know, man. I don't know. If I was going to do it, if I was that crazy, it would probably be for someone that you don't get often to see to, like Tenacious D maybe or something.
Yeah.
I might do it for the D.
Did you hear that new Kiss song? Did we talk about this last week?
You texted me and said that you thought it was pretty heavy, and I was going to look it up, but I didn't have a chance to check it out.
It was like heavy good. It was called Hell or Hallelujah.
Hell or Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Did you listen to the entire song?
Yeah, it's them going like, Hallelujah. But the riffs are pretty heavy, I thought, for Kiss. But I guess Kiss has always kind of been heavy. But
no,
It seemed like a more modern hit. Well, I guess they had, you're right.
So did they say hell in it at all, or did they just...
How it went, too.
See, that's a ripoff. That's a cover.
I didn't even know they had a new song, and I was listening to the radio at work, near Ron, and I just started listening to the music, and it just sounded like a heavier riff than I'm usually used to hearing on the radio.
Yeah.
And my ear just kept going.
So you were really listening to it.
My ear kept going, is that is that Paul Stanley?
Were the duty...
And there's, you know, I mean, no one can sound like Paul Stanley, You know, I mean, they can, but I mean... You know, if you're listening to Paul Stanley, it's Paul Stanley.
I thought maybe the Doobie Brothers were on right before that. So you started listening to the music, and then you're like, oh, it's Kiss. This must be Paul Stanley.
Yeah, it's...
You like it or not? You like it
twice.
Better than Lick It Up?
I like it. Oh, I don't know.
Better than Let's Put the X in Sex?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Better than I Was Made for Loving You?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know where I would rank it on the scale of Kiss, but it definitely made me listen to it a lot more than other songs did.
You know where
also that, speaking of Frost, that Frosty song by Van Halen.
Let's get Frosty. Or keep it Frosty, whatever it is, I can't remember, but there's one safe, honest place you could keep that new song by Kiss on.
Uh-huh.
Without lying, and you could say, well, that's the newest song they released.
Guys, I'm not going to go out and buy it.
Those guys have released a new song, and it is by far the newest song they have ever released. That album is the newest album. It's off the newest album they've ever put out. And for them to be a band and put out a new album is enough of a feat as it is.
It is. So, really, you know, I didn't even think they were capable of putting out a new album.
I wouldn't jump a 40-foot ravine to see Kiss because I've already seen them, but I've never seen them with their makeup on. And then I said Tenacious D. I was just trying to get a quick segue in there. Did you hear about what happened at a Tenacious D concert? There was a stabbing.
What?
Yes. Where's my what?
Well, what is going on there?
Yeah, it was in Vegas at the House of Blues. And it was just like over the weekend, I think. I don't have the exact date here, but so the brawl occurred around 9:30 p.m. A fight broke out in the tightly packed crowd between stage left side bar on the venue's downstairs level by some really drunk people. And it resulted in two people being transported to the University Medical Center with stabbing injuries that were not life-threatening, but still... They said only one person was stabbed. Maybe he punched the other dude, so he had to take him to. But what was sucky, I mean, the incident caused Tenacious D to cut their 90-minute set short by 45 minutes. So say you're a nice person who paid $40 or $50 to see a full Tenacious D show, and some douchebags get drunk and get in a fight and say, I'm stabbing you, bitch. Boom.
Can I give that an analogy? Would that be like somebody in America shoots a bunch of people so nobody gets guns? Nobody gets to watch the Tenacious D now?
Yeah, I guess not. No, I doubt that. It'll probably be an isolated incident, I would think.
Of course.
But
you know.
I understand your point.
No, yeah, I was just trying to get all controversial there, but that sucks, man. There's got to be stabbings at Tenacious D.
I know, that's supposed to be like the funnest time, and check out what it said. Some intoxicated individuals, which you know they weren't intoxicated on weed or anything cool, they were drunk on alcohol, and what happens when you get drunk on alcohol, you turn into an idiot bastard son. So these two dudes who were all machoed up got into a shoving match that turned into a crazy melee, and that's in quotes, crazy melee. Two people that had been taken into custody were released after the police determined that they were not involved, but one person has since been arrested in the stabbing. So I should have known that when you're talking about a nice, fun event like Tenacious D and you say two people got stabbed, I should have had this queued up before.
What?
Yeah, I mean, come on. Can't you go to Tenacious D and hear about... Oh, maybe they were playing Karate, I'll Kick Your Ass. From here to right over there. Oh, yeah, I got a gun. I'm going to shoot you in the fucking diarrhea.
You know, another thing about knife play is I was watching It's Mob Week on AMC Mob Week.
Yeah.
And I just happened to turn. I had mute on my TV, but I'd happened to turn around just as the horse head was in the bed.
Oh, Godfather?
Yeah, I thought that was awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
Like, that's pretty good timing.
It is.
And then I thought, what would it be like to wake up? What would be more shocking to you? What would be going through your head, like, holy shit, there's a horse head? Or holy shit, like somebody put a horse head in my bed and I didn't even know it.
It would be one of the two, I would guess.
Yeah.
It would be, mine would be, holy shit, there's a horse head in my bed, and probably like throw up all over everywhere or yeah. something. I'm not sure exactly what I would do, but it would not be good. So, want to get to one of our first segments?
Sure.
You got anything to be talking shit about today?
Sure, yeah.
I wanted to write a little ditty, but I can't remember which music bed that fit it so well. It might be this one.
Tagcast Podcast.
Whoa, that was weird. Did you hear that? It said Tagcast Podcast.
Yeah.
That was me. That was fucking weird. But I was going to do some polka. Yeah, I was going to do some polka music and sing this. We are talking shit. We're talking shit. This is the wrong sound bed, but we'll get it right someday. We're going to talk some shit right now. You guys like talking shit? Maybe this was it. We're talking shit. We're talking shit. Okay, we're going to talk some shit now if you guys want to hear it. What do you got for shit? Or you want my shit story first?
Last week you had a personal moment for talking
shit. Yeah, I actually kind of forgot. And then when I was listening to the episode, I was like, wow, I got pretty personal. And that's good. It helps people think that you're honest and they get to know you on the personal.
I thought I would open up and the other day, I guess I had eaten too much cheese. I sat, and as soon as I sat down, I think it was a 90-mile-per-hour baseball.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it explosive, like a mess, or was it just like...
No, it was like solid softball, baseball size.
What that reminds me of right off the bat is that talking taco on South Park that poops ice cream.
Mm-hmm. It was painful, actually. I felt a little bit violated.
Well, yeah. When they're that big around, it's like, you know, at least it was lubricated. Sometimes they're dry and big like that, and that's just terrible. But I guess I could share a little bit since you went there. We're there. We're talking shit. What's going on with me?
My girlfriend said she doesn't need to see pictures of that.
Well, we're not showing pictures. You're the one that's seeing the pictures in your head, you fuckers. We're just talking shit.
Yeah.
And what happened to me was the last couple of days, my wife talked me into going to some places that we haven't went for a while. And one of them was A&W, and the other one was the Villa, where your girlfriend told us that we should not eat anymore because she's now a cook there. It still tasted all right, but it was like Chinese food. About 45 minutes after I got home, I had, like, to pee out my butt, which is not really talking shit. That's like talking piss in your ass, or whatever you want to call
number three.
And then I kind of got a little better, got a little solid. And then she goes, hey, want to go to A&W? So we went to A&W, and that got me back on the poopy train. So speaking of poop, great segue to my shitty story. This just happened last Friday in San Francisco. The San Francisco transportation officials that are a part of BART, you know what BART is down there?
Yeah,
because you went to the Oakland game
train.
It's the rapid transit, and it's also...
it's like the MAX here up in Portland,
they
right?
have BART area cops that are their cop cars. Right. He says BART on them.
BART, that's what I'd be on.
Yeah, play BART. If you're going to arrest me, put me in a BART car, at least. So these workers in San Francisco were repairing an escalator. They had to call in a hazardous materials team to remove the massive amounts of human excrement. Talking shit. Bay officials said human excrement is the most frequent cause of malfunction for BART area escalators.
From transients?
They said homeless people will often use the stairwells for sleeping or relieving themselves once the stations close.
That makes sense because you'd shit on the stairs and then it'd go and just kind of smush it around, right?
Down below. It would go away.
Yeah.
And they go, I could just take a shit right here.
It'd be kind of fun, though, wouldn't it? Like watching it, you shit on the escalator.
Now,
and you're
never, ever thought about that. So what would they do? They'd have to put their feet up high enough to where they weren't on the moving handrails, right? And maybe
they probably do. They probably jump up there on the handrails, and as the handrails ride down.
Maybe they're doing it as they go down. Spread it out a little bit. So the BART area police spokesman had said that they can't issue citations unless they actually witness someone taking a bowel movement into the stairwell. Nobody wants to be walking in urine and feces. I know that. But, oh, good. I'm glad you know that. But if we don't see the person doing it and they don't admit it, then they can just say it was someone else. Certain crimes you don't see, you can't enforce. So all you people maybe down, I noticed we had a little spike at one episode. We got some listeners down in California, some San Francisco area listeners. Don't go barefoot on the escalators. Not only is it dangerous to get your feet smashed, but it's shitty. It's a shitty thing. So
and to close out, I think...
more shit?
Yeah, did you know the temperature of a fart is typically 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit?
Well, that's your body temperature.
I know, so, it matches up.
I guess that does match up. That's why it feels so warm down there when you're finally. So that was one of our longer talking shit segments.
I'm going to try farting through an ice cube.
You should fart onto a thermometer.
Dude, Dan, did you see the stuff Dan's been posting?
Like, there go. Oh, the turd didn't even go down. God, I got to flush it again.
Did you see he was posting again the other day on the pictures?
No, I haven't got a chance to look that on my actual computer, and my Kindle was being a dick.
Dan's still saying $20.
Oh, Dan Kroll, yeah. You said add a zero.
No, I said he's missing zeros.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. I was like...
2,000.
And then he was like, no, seriously.
I know.
Like no. Oh, okay.
Oh, we were kidding?
Yeah.
Dude, Dan.
No.
Hey, Lonely Kroll. There might be a reason why that little thought comes to my head when I hear Lonely Crawl. You like having your wife whack you off with Icy Hot? You know what? I talked to my wife about it. She won't even
Let's give him $20 to do it on the air.
How about this, Dan? I will pay you $20 if you come here and let me whack you off with Icy Hot. I'll even pay attention to the boys. I know the techniques. So if you'll do that, then maybe... I probably wouldn't do it. No.
Yeah.
If you agreed to that, listen, we would delete you from our Facebook.
Dan,
no,
if
just
you,
kidding.
Dan, if you give us $20, we'll give you 2 tens. That's all I got.
I would give you 80 quarters, which I happen to have in my pocket
now. I bet.
Because I'm working at a car wash.
You know those Westboro freaks, the church people?
I do. I don't know any of them personally,
but I've heard
stories.
Who they are, right?
Yeah, they're dicks.
Dude, apparently there's this new fad because it was upheld that they can protest under the First Amendment, right?
The First Amendment,
right.
Yeah, right.
So the new fad is to counter protest. And at this last one that they had this last weekend, which was at some, nobody even knew why they were there, but it was some military thing or something totally that they shouldn't be at. So a counter protest of zombies, people dressed up as zombies, counter protested, showed up with their own signs mocking them, and the actual number of zombie protesters against them far outnumbered the Westboro people.
Wow. I wonder how that made the church feel. Jesus was the first zombie ever, you idiots. Don't you know anything? Hey, I really doubt that there's any Westboro Baptist ministers listening to the show right now, but if you maybe are aspiring to be that, don't do it. Pull your head out. If you're not in religion for the money, you might as well get out right now, because Jesus ain't going to save you.
You know what'll save you is Norska, seeing Norska live.
Wow, that will save you.
Mm-hmm. When are they playing?
They've got a ton of shows coming up, but they're playing on Monday the 13th in Portland with some touring bands at Raw Tour. Tickets are $10 in advance, $12 at the door. And then they're playing the 18th at the Dixie for free with Nether Regions and Diesto. Yeah. Great
and
dude
Jim
bands.
Coming up on our next episode.
Yeah, Jim Louder.
That'll be a lot of fun.
He's louder than us, and when he plays the guitar, it's always louder than mine, too. That's fucking weird. I think he can scream louder than me. There's something I forgot to touch on. It is kind of talking shit, but not really. Have you ever been shat upon?
No.
By an animal, like a bird?
A bird, yes.
Yeah.
I have been nailed by a bird.
Okay, I got nailed by a bird. I don't know if Bobby Jordan remembers this, my friend from Vowel Movements. We were playing around in the backyard at the house that I live in now when we were kids, and we were just playing around, running around, I don't know, trying not to get clotheslined by the actual clothesline that was in our backyard. And all of a sudden, like, there was something wet and gross right on my face. And I was like, what? And I wiped my face off because I thought maybe an apple had dripped bird shit right on my face.
I've had it right on my head, man. Yeah.
Ooh.
You're just walking and it's like.
That happened to my wife.
What's going on?
My wife went to pick up our daughter at the movies. This was just about 5 months ago or less. And she's like standing outside smoking a cigarette. And then Dakota comes out and she's like, oh, Mom. And she didn't even feel it. She didn't notice. She's like,
yeah.
You got bird poop in your hair. Ooh,
oh,
I would
man.
Like to kill birds. So that was a little encore from talking shit because I had it on my notes. But I printed up some notes and there's so little that it's fucking stupid. God. Stupid.
I had a friend the other day. I asked, I always ask what people grill it, and he said, nothing. He had chili dogs. And so I said, Texas chili dogs? And he's an older dude, and he's like, yeah, Texas chili dogs.
I'm not sure if you know what he's talking about.
Yeah, and everybody just looks at him kind of funny.
Yeah.
Which happened to me the other day, too, when I told everybody I had just learned that a banana is a root vegetable. People kind of looked at me weird.
What do you mean? What do you mean root vegetable?
Like a potato or a carrot?
It doesn't grow under the ground.
I know. That's the thing.
Dude, are you lying? Are you making up stories?
I might be.
Hey, you know what? I don't usually do this, but I think we could take a short break. And we're back. We gotta take a little break there. Who knows? He might even stick a little thing in there. A little thing.
It's me, Mario.
But, so we have to be prepared for things like that, and I was not. I did bring my pipe and my medicine, and that's the most important thing for
Mario.
But people tell me.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. I don't even remember what we were talking about.
What were we talking about? You're talking about, I was talking about.
It's me, Mario.
Have you noticed, have we had a day in the 90s yet?
I think we only had one, at least in the town I live in.
Dude, it's already summer clearance everywhere. It's 50% off of everything in the summer thing.
It's back to school time.
And it's back to school in the stores. It's like, it's July 31st. August 1st.
What are you going to do except
for
just...
It's crazy.
Yeah. Let me see. I thought that they said that there were some upcoming days that might be in the upper 80s, but then I looked again and it looked like it was all like maybe 80 at the most. I don't know.
It was all poo.
Let's see what they say. And I think it's funny when weather people try to get... Ooh. This from the official weather channel says 92 degrees on Saturday.
Oh, really?
92 on Saturday. So let's see if they're right. I don't know if they will be or not. But if they are, that will be hot, not cool. It'll be like not Kool-Aid.
So did you ever... What's up with Pat?
What's up with Pat?
Yeah, have you ever heard from him?
Actually, he stopped by my house the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I believe it or not, it was amazing to me, but it did happen. And I told him he should answer his phone more often. But,
what did he say to that?
He said, sorry. He just apologized. That's all I could say or do. And so he brought his wife and his kid. Tristan has had a growth spurt. He's like... taller.
Oh,
he's like as tall as Grace now almost.
Wow.
But they stopped by, visited for a while. Pat's wife visited with my wife. He said he'd been real busy at work. He's having just all the normal things going on that are usually going on in Pat's life. If anybody knows him, they'll know what that means. But he's got his kids for the summer, so he's been busy, and so I guess he doesn't have time to answer his phone. But great segue for that. We're gonna find out if he has time to answer his phone.
I know. Well, I got a couple texts from him the other day.
Yeah, what did he say to you?
All right, this is Where's Pat exclusive.
exclusive.
Well, I don't want to let anything out there that's too.
Oh yeah, he didn't say.
It's me and him.
He didn't
sex
say
back and forth. Sometimes.
He didn't say I'm coming over for butt sex later or anything, did he?
No, it was close, but.
It's me, Mario.
He said he watched 10 minutes of the opening ceremonies of the Olympics and realized two things. That was really fucking gay, and he's not a fan of British people.
That's understandable.
And I said, the Olympics started? And he said, evidently, I was on a commercial break from a Big Brother marathon.
Ooh, which is not a lie, because his wife makes him.
Yeah, yeah. And then I asked him if he watched the Big Brother's After Hours thing on Showtime. And I think I blew his mind. He didn't get back.
Yeah. Sometimes he just, like, drops off. Like, you can be in a conversation with him, and then, like, he gets sidetracked by something or another, like, maybe his kid asked if one of their friends could come over and take a shower or something because they're homeless or something. I don't know.
I think I blew his mind with the next day. I told him, I texted him just to tell him that I was watching Shipping Wars. Have you seen that show?
No. I heard about it. Is it like Coupon Wars?
Well, it kind of is. You pay, they bid on shipments, you know, truckers, and then they try to get it there and. It's really dumb. I don't even know where to begin.
I saw this story before we get into Colin Pat about this guy called Mario Weed Man. And he's a Rastafarian guy who's homeless and he lives on the streets of New York. And he has became famous because he wears this little thing that's made out of cardboard that looks like he's a weed head. It makes, I didn't see a picture of it. So now he said he's making up to $200 a day just by taking pictures with people because
I believe it.
He has a website now. He's going to make some shirts and he just got offered a reality TV show. Weed Man. Weedhead.
I know.
No, his name's Weedhead.
Weedhead.
Yeah. So Weedhead, good job.
I know.
Land of opportunity. So.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Those reality TV shows are funky, but I get drawn into them.
Yeah. Not that one though, huh? Not Shipping Wars.
I watched a couple episodes. It was pretty dorky. Just couples bickering.
Right.
I'm not getting, don't bid on that. Don't bid on that. And then this one lady had to pack a llama somewhere.
Pack a llama?
Pack a
or was it an alpaca?
It was one of the two. No.
She had to pack an alpaca.
Yeah, she was enjoying that.
She had a llama alpaca. All right, we're going to call Pat and see if he answers his phone. Where's Pat?
Where's Pat?
Why is it not working? Why is it not? Oh, there we go. Special thanks to Faggy Verizon for their shitty service and overcharging, but I've been a loyal customer for many years. So this isn't speakerphone, so if he answers, I'm just going to have to talk right into the phone. Where's Pat?
Where's Pat?
Do-do-do-do. Where's Pat?
Answer your phone, Pat.
Where's Pat?
Answer
we should be like,
phone,
oh, check out, this is going to be a funny one.
Hello, it's me.
Pat, and I'm unavailable. Leave a message. Thanks.
Oh, it's the same message.
At the tone,
okay, check this out.
Please record your message.
I just thought of
when
this.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hey, Pat, it's Terry and Dustin. Pick it up, dude. Pick up the phone.
Pick it up.
I know you're there, dude. I know you're listening. Screen your call. Pick up.
Pick it up.
Pat, pick it up.
Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Oh.
Hey, dude, did you ever used to have those people that would call your answering service and they would just say, dude, pick it up.
Pick it up.
They do it for like 15 minutes. My answering service only lasted 5. As does the Verizon, so should we take up a full 5 minutes, leaving Pat a message?
Just put the phone aside, and he can listen to us,
Hey, Pat, pick up the phone, dude. I know you're there. Pick it up. I can't believe your voicemail isn't full, because usually your voicemail gets full, and you get sentimental about your messages, because you miss your friends, like Terry and Gatch.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what day it is? It's Tagcast Podcast Day, so we're getting ready to check out what's in Hans's CD player.
I just want to call Pat and get a hold of him just to find out who we should call.
Yeah, Pat. Dustin said he just wants to get a hold of you so we can find out who else we should call, because you're never going to answer. And we told you before, we've had several friends who have said you should just call someone who cares. Here's
I don't have a quarter.
Call someone who
cares.
All right, Pat. Thanks for not answering again because I wouldn't know what to do if you did.
Yeah. See you Saturday, Pat.
Okay. Yeah. Big show. Bye.
Satisfied with your message, press 1.
I guess I am. Yeah. We both said that at the same time. He did say he's coming to the show and he's bringing both of his kids and possibly his wife.
Sweet.
So there's going to be at least 3 people at the Sons of Confusion show. No, I think there might be at least 100. There's a lot of people RSVP into it.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about it.
Good as time as any to mention that. This Saturday night, just 3 days away at the Wow Hall in Eugene. It's an all-ages show. If you get your tickets today or in the next couple of days, you can get them for $6.
Yeah.
If you wait.
You can do that on the website. You can go to sonsofconfusion.com, and it's right there. You click the picture.
Yeah, and if you wait until the night of the show, you're going to have to pay $2 extra. So, Pat, yep. If you're listening, you could save a minimum of $6, possibly $8.
Oh, yeah, I think you can go down to the Wow Hall, or they got different branches, too, probably about 8 different locations they could go to.
That's like 2/3 of a pitcher or maybe 2 glasses of beer that you could buy.
Yeah. For your kids.
You leave your kids upstairs and you go down to the bar and hang out with Tom Wagner, because that's what we always do. So, yeah, that was Call Pat. And now that I've got my phone with me, we are going to get to our next segment that these always kind of go hand in hand. Sometimes one comes first before the other, but what's in Hans's CD player?
One comes before another.
We're still looking for a little tune that we could play as we're introing into what's in Hansi's CD. Hansi's. That's what his mom used to call him, Hansi. Oh, Hansi.
And we posted a bunch of pictures of ourselves caricatured on the Facebook page. People should go and check those out. There's like 12 of them.
Yeah.
Vote for which one is your favorite. Maybe we'll use it as the season 2 image.
Okay, so here's my new candidate for what's in Hans's CD player.
All right.
What's in Hans's CD player? What is in Hans's CD player? Okay, so that was that. I think you guys could do better, so please. Please.
Send us something.
Okay, today Hans is a little bit racist.
What?
He's listening to Turbo Negro. the album is called Retox. If you want to check out what Hans Jochumsen is listening to, go to Amazon on our page. Go to tagcastpodcast.com.
Yeah.
Click on the Amazon link and buy Turbo Negro.
Turbo Negro.
That's one word, Turbo Negro.
Turbon Negro.
That's like
is what it is then, right? Turbon Negro?
That's the African American version of the Judas Priest album.
Turbon Negro.
Turbo. Turban. It's Turban Negro.
Do you have any birthdays? Celebrity birthdays or death days?
You know what? I like kind of spaced that out, but
did we talk about Sherman Hamilton?
Yeah, we talked about him last week. But
did you know it is the Falcon's birthday today? August 1st?
What Falcon?
The Falcon, Joe Falconer from Catechus.
Oh, the guy we were just talking about the other day.
Yeah, and you dubbed him the Falcon, because he was a new life. Already called the Falcon.
No, he said he will always be the Falcon. I am now the Falconer. So happy birthday to Jeff Falconer.
And tomorrow is Jeannie's birthday, I do believe.
Jeannie Weedman?
Yep, and Boots.
I wish my name was Weedman. It's a, hey,
oh,
guy.
There's that guy Weedhead.
Say, hey, Jeannie, you got any weed, man? She's like, just me. Don't call me man. So yeah, I kind of skipped out on celebrity birthdays today. I guess nobody would have caught my attention. So maybe we'll hit on that Friday's episode number 23. We'll hit on some celeb birthdays.
Yeah, some possibly. Celebrity gossip.
Speaking of celebrities, I used to be somewhat of a celebrity for my karaoke, but not anymore because my karaoke's on hold until I get my shit fixed.
Uh-huh.
But just out of curiosity, I was reading about the story of how karaoke started. Do you know that story? A Japanese fellow did it. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what karaoke actually means?
Is it pronounced karaoke in Japan, though?
It's karaoke.
Oh.
Karaoke.
I heard somebody say it was karaoke.
It could be. I don't know. I've always heard of karaoke. But
yeah.
Karaoke. Karate. It's like karate. I'm not sure.
But yeah, no, I do not know the origin of
some
karate.
People told me karaoke. That it meant bad singer, but that's not true. it means hidden orchestra.
Oh, wow.
Makes sense, huh?
Yeah.
So there was this band in Japan in the early 70s, believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
And he claimed, I guess this is a stereotype I didn't know about, that a lot of Japanese people don't sing very well. And so they had a band that had like 5 people, and no one could sing worth a shit.
I'm trying to think of William Hung.
So that yeah. So they played most of their songs as instrumentals, and and then like sometimes people would like go like, I know that song, I'll
Tequila.
Sing. And so they would bring their friends up to sing for my band. you want to sing this song? We'll play it while you sing it. So that's kind of like, you know, that's kind of like karaoke.
People get drunk enough and they go up there and start singing.
Then he got to where he was popular for that in his area. So he started doing shows and stuff for people would hire his band so they could sing and have their friends sing at their parties or whatnot. Kind of like the first karaoke parties.
Uh-huh.
Well, then one time somebody tried to book him and he was already booked somewhere else. So he said, oh, he didn't want to let his good friend down, so he pre-recorded the tracks and sent them to, or he couldn't send them. It wasn't like email back then.
Yeah.
He brought him the, probably, 8-track tape. I don't know what it was. Reel-to-reel. And said, here's the songs. Now you can still sing them even though I'm not there. And then they said, that was an awesome party and it worked out great. You know, you should really do something with that. That's a good idea.
Take it on Shark Tank.
So he started making these boxes. Karaoke boxes that had, and it said literally in the story I was reading, an 8-track player, a microphone, and an amplifier all in a box. And it had the top 40 hits of the time. So it only had 40 songs.
Hmm.
But, and then.
Well, that's all you would need.
So he didn't patent or anything because he didn't think he had anything to patent. He goes, I took three things that already existed and put them together. I didn't think.
Yeah. And you then, like, patent every little thing you do.
10 years later, it like blew up in Asia and Europe and then hit America. And then all of a sudden it was, he tried to like go, hey.
It was coming to America.
He tried to go, hey, wait, that was my idea. Could I get some of that billion dollar
okay.
Oh, nope. But they still credit him and say, yeah, you did. But here's one thing you didn't do. You didn't patent your idea. So it's fair game.
I know. He should have signed with one of the sharks. And they would have been. But that's what you do when you don't sign with them.
It is?
Mm-hmm. You get screwed.
Oh, yeah. Some people like to get screwed.
Some guy patented the little, you know, when you got a jacket and it's got that little hole in there to put your headphones through or whatever.
Yeah.
That's actually a patented idea, and the guy went and sued all these companies that didn't know that it was actual a patented idea because
they didn't even look into it.
No, well, it's just two holes snipped in a
hoodie. Fucking hoodie.
Yeah, you know.
Well,
and the guy goes up on Shark Tank, and goes, "That's my patent."
Did he win?
Well, no, it was arbitrary. He said he had defended it many times in court, but, you know, he was standing there amongst people that had to pay him royalties and pay lawyers because of his patented two holes snipped in a hoodie.
No! Damn it. That sucks ass, man. Especially for him.
So did you get anybody how many times did you say that's humid this week?
Nobody I heard said it.
No.
And it was weird because
slugs.
I was listening to, I can't even remember what other podcast I was listening to, but they were talking about bringing phrases back and starting new phrases.
Uh-huh.
And it's so weird. Like,
I heard that's coming back, bringing new phrases back.
I listen to other podcasts and other media and other comedians and stuff like that. Comedia. That's weird. Media. Comic media.
Media. Ooh, you just patent that shit,
yeah.
Dude, and then take it on Shark Tank.
We're going to edit that out so you don't steal it. No, but it's weird because, you know, every podcast that is kind of topical, they kind of end up talking about the same stories.
Yeah.
And then somehow they stumble onto some same subjects that we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
And I wonder, well, who listened to which podcast first, or if they listen, would they think, or would they even stop to check to see, well, they listen to that podcast, that's why they're talking about this. That's not the way it is, but it's pretty awesome to know that you're kind of on the same page as your competition or your comrades. I don't want to call it competition.
Peers.
Yeah, peers. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect peers. Yeah. So do you know...
that's humid, man.
We got a... I lined up some couple comedy shows in Portland for myself, and one is on my birthday, which is coming up August 25th.
25th,
August 25th at the world famous Cannabis Cafe. And that leads me to my next question. How many people do you know that have their medical marijuana card and can smoke legally? Do you know a lot of people at your work or in
I know one person who is a, I do believe they are considered a caregiver.
But they don't have their card to smoke?
Mm-mm. No, but they
are. So one person?
Pretty much that I know, but I don't really go around asking a whole bunch of people, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I know other people who have... I guess I know more people. I just don't really think about it. Like, I know
some people I find out that I didn't know they had it, and they're like, well, you never asked and I didn't tell you, and it's not something I go bragging about. But this little, it just reminded me of, I know quite a few people, and it seems like everybody's getting their card anymore. And
I want to get mine. Do you want to get yours?
I do. I just haven't had the money for it. I know I'm eligible. My leg's a little bit fucked up, and it fucked my back up because of it. So that's why I smoke so much marijuana and I can't see straight.
That's what happened to me, too.
No, but the reason I was asking was because there was this dude who was growing a bunch of weed, and he did not have permission to. Well, here's what happened. Yeah. This was just last week. I think it was last Thursday. He invited police into his home after accidentally shooting himself in the hand.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, he didn't think that they would smell the 46 marijuana plants in the upper area of his house in the second floor. The cops said, "We smell marijuana." He gave the police consent to go into the house where the shooting took place.
Uh-huh.
And they said, "We," I already said that. They said, "We smell marijuana." And they were so stoned, they said it twice. he claimed that the upper area of their house, the second floor, is his wife's area, and he doesn't know anything about it. And he didn't know what was up there.
So it's the sewing room?
It's the, I'm fucking throwing my wife under the bus. He's like, oh, that's my wife's area, and I don't know anything about that. So, but they still didn't work.
That's a good plan, though.
It is a good plan, but do you think it's going to work?
Well, no.
They were both charged with equal charges of cultivation of marijuana because they both own the house. It doesn't matter if it's upstairs. That's my wife has the upstairs area.
It seems like, then you both get busted, and you don't have anybody that wants to spend the night with you in jail.
I swear I didn't know what was up there. My wife said that she was using some kind of new sewing machine that smelled kind of skunky. It's called Skunky Sewer from Ronco.
Do you like Monopoly as a game?
I used to love to play Monopoly when I was younger. I try to play it now, but I can't find adults that really have the time or the attention span to play it.
I watched a documentary the other day on some Monopoly nuts on Nutfucks. You know that movie thing?
Nutfucks? Oh, yeah, Nutfucks.
And
so there was a documentary about Monopoly?
Monopoly, yeah, and just the bringing it up. And you know that it started in, like, Philadelphia? Somebody had made the board itself, like the game, and then it had traveled around like this circle of 300 miles or something and landed back like 10 miles away from the origin to where it was made popular.
Crazy.
And it had evolved to all these different variations.
Huh.
But it was pretty trippy, but I kind of had to agree that the game doesn't take that long because it has the, you know, connotation that it's a long game.
It
you don't put
the
free
game,
money on the parking, and you don't, like, give your friends deals so they can stay in the game.
Oh, if you play it by the rules.
Yeah.
It was always hard to do it like that, though. And when I was a kid growing up, I kind of was told, oh, this is how you play it. So I never really read the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you get to be
house
an adult,
rules.
And you get the rules, you're like, hey, wait, there's not supposed to be any money on free parking. And hey, wait, you're supposed to auction off if no one wants to buy it.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, no, if you don't buy it, it just stays there. And you're like,
whatever.
Oh, fuck
that. But they went through the whole tournament and worked down to, dude, people get into that tournament, man.
Monopoly tournament?
Yeah, it was
a world. Is that bigger than, like, the Scrabble tournaments?
No, I doubt it.
No?
No.
I didn't know that people were so into Monopoly.
Yeah, they had, well, like 40 countries, and then you got your country champion, and then they meet, and in this particular year, it was Vegas. And then they'd play down to 16, and then they'd play down to 4, and then they'd play one game with 4 of them.
And does the winner get, like, a money prize?
Yeah, it was, like, 100 grand, 50 grand, 25 grand, something.
Wow.
But the thing was, they had the speed dice in there. And what the speed dice was is on three sides it had like a number 1, 2, or 3. And if you rolled triples, you could move anywhere on the board. And then it had the Monopoly guy on three sides of that dice. And if you rolled that, you had to move to the next property that made you pay money.
And that's a weird rule that they just made up that's not in...
I don't know. It's like some sort of house rule or some special rule, and they just would throw it into the world championships. That just seems like it's all fucked up, man. What kind of world championships you running here?
Yeah.
You're running them all willy-nilly?
It sounds pretty hokey
to
me.
It does.
Willy-nilly, hokey, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, it got me in a hot.
I'm in a tiff.
Mm-hmm.
He's got me in a huff. I'm huffing it up.
Do you have any plug?
Are we ready for plugs?
Plug.
Been having a lot of plugs lately, actually.
There's
a lot
of
stuff
shit going on.
Hey, that was almost stereo. That freaks me out when that happens.
I know.
I'm still starting. That means I'm continuing. I'm continuing to sweat. It's warm. Hope you guys are enjoying the nice weather. If you're not, get out there.
Yeah.
Do something with
Bring
your
us a
life.
Thing.
Can't you guys fucking, geez. Oh, hey, before we get any further, I'd like to give a quick shout out to our buddies, our brothers in rock. They took the title.
Word.
They're playing at Warped Tour. You know we're talking about 30-pound test.
Yep, I like to eat, sleep, drink, and fish.
I like to drink fish, too. But they're going to be, you know what's weird? Because the Warped Tour is usually like at an outdoor place,
uh-huh.
and it might be outdoor, but it says at the Rose Quarter, which is the Rose Garden.
Yeah, but I think they have several different stages.
Is it going to be outside, though, or is it going to be inside?
I don't know. The Rose Quarter is all-encompassing of the whole property,
it could be
including
the
outsides and like the little restaurants and stuff like that.
Well, they're going to be playing there, I think it's next Sunday, August 5th. So if I'm not going, I would support them, but I don't really like Warped Tour bands. The last year,
like
$35
to go or something like that per ticket.
I think there was two bands out of like 20 or 30 that I actually knew who they were last year. I know my daughter wants to go, and she probably will. So anyway, congrats to those guys, 30-pound test.
Oh, man, what an opportunity, man.
They
that's
played
great.
Like their eighth show will be playing at Warped, so that's pretty good for them.
Yeah.
So we already mentioned this one, but August 4th. This Saturday.
Wow Hall.
SOC, that's us, Sons of Confusion. Strange Awake. Dichotomy will open the show. Awake will close the show. And Catechus will be in a SOC Awake sandwich.
Yes.
So go out, get your tickets. We covered that. If you don't rewind this, go
I
back.
I heard those guys like sandwiches, too, from Catechus.
They like Catechus sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of
sandwiches?
What kind of sandwiches do they like?
Catechus sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. I like those a lot, too. They're kind of... I don't know. They're kind of spicy, I heard.
Yeah.
Okay, and then August 11th, that's Vermin Fest.
Everything's going on August 11th.
Yeah, there's several things, but we'd like to plug this most because it's a benefit for food for Lynn Benton County food something.
Yeah, it's going, I think the 13th, 2 days later, is when they're bringing it all by here to stock me up.
Oh, yeah, right on. It's a fundraiser for Dustin.
Yeah.
That's Saturday the 11th. Doors open at 2. Music starts at 2:30. There'll be 10 bands for $10. Or if you want to bring some food, you can bring 3 cans of food and get in with that and $5.
Yep.
And then afterwards, maybe go out to the Dixie. Some other bands are playing there. Shovel Belt.
Yep.
I can't remember who else. But
Earth to Ashes.
Oh, and by the way, at the Vermin Fest, you'll have bands like We Have Guns and Wolf Pussy and 30-Pound Test and Liquid and Grief Hammer and some other bands, too. So go out and check that out. And if you're not in the area, go to Sweet Home. If you're in Sweet Home area, go to, what's it called?
Psycho Stock.
Yeah, and that'll be probably Catechus and some other bands.
And don't forget Scio Music Fest 3rd through the 5th.
Oh, man, there's so much stuff going on.
There is.
So that's a 3-day thing that you can get a... passes to or whatever. I think Ed to Shred will be out there.
Yeah.
And
then we already got the comedy lineup lined up for September 15th, comedy thing number 3.
Oh, yeah, at the Dixie Creek Saloon. If you guys have been enjoying the comedy shows at the Dixie, we're having our third one on September 15th. We're going to have Chris Castles and Andy Bradwin and Dustin Gatchel.
What?
Will be hosting.
Oh,
someday,
man.
I'm going to get him to take a slot where he actually has to stand up and tell jokes for 10 minutes or so.
Oh, I'm going to try to prepare a little bit more this time.
Yeah. We got Mac Chase coming up,
too. I might memorize the names.
Really? And we got an upcoming guest. In a couple weeks, we're going to have Jesse Priest on our show. He's a fellow comedian, friend of mine.
And a priest.
He's not
a priest. Is he ministered?
He doesn't rape kids. Dude, he's tired of being stereotyped. No.
Mm-hmm.
He can stare at you. He's good at staring at people.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he'll be on the show as well, and that's a free show. Starts at 9:30, and we're going to try to do our podcast live after the show.
Yeah, we'll do, like, maybe a little roundtable thing.
We'll have our first four-guest show. Yeah. We have four guests on the show. And also, comedy-wise, we got August 20th, Kill Screen Comedy presents Comedy Central guy. Kyle Kinane, he's coming to Eugene.
Yeah.
He's had his own Comedy Central Presents. He was, I think, on one episode of Workaholics, which is kind of a funny show. Mm-hmm. So him and Brian Cook and Ian Carmel are doing a tour of the whole U.S., and they're going to be nice enough to stop in Eugene.
That's awesome.
And
we're going to try to, like, crash their party and make them guest on our show.
Yeah, if we have a... I don't know.
I have nothing else. I'm bringing the Icy Hot, Dan.
Maybe Dan will show up, too. I don't know. Speaking of live tapings, I believe Maria Bamford, the 7th and 8th of August, is doing her Comedy Central CD taping.
Really?
So if you want to be heard laughing on a CD. And Brian Posehn is going to be there August 16th through 18th. Kevin Nealon is coming 8th through the 9th in September. So lots of good comedy shows coming up. I can't remember what else we got. Norska's playing in Portland August 13th. It's a Monday with Torches and Lawson at Roger.
That'll save your life, remember, too.
Yeah, and if you get your tickets soon enough, they'll save you $2. It's $10 in advance, $12 at the door. That's 315 Southeast 3rd Street in Portland. And also, they're going to be playing at the Dixie for free. So if you're a cheapskate, go there, and then you can tip the bands, because a couple of them are coming down from Portland, Diesto and Nether Regions. So check that out. So much stuff, we don't even have time to tell you about it all. So tune in on Friday, and we'll tell you more about that. And we'll be actually speaking with a member of Norska. Jim will be. Yep. The loudest guy in the band.
Crazy.
He's louder. He's louder than everybody. So, yeah, Jim will be on the show with us talking about some stuff that you would want to be listening to. Mm-hmm. So make sure you tune in. Anything else you want to touch on? Do you got any?
Yeah, we got a package from Adrian Bacon Farrell.
We got a package from him?
Yeah.
What was in it?
I don't know. Yeah, we haven't opened it. We're going to open it up on video.
What?
Yeah.
So I got confused for a second because I thought we were sending him a package.
No. No, no.
Yeah. That's from him?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's from him. We're staring at this box. I guess Terry thought that we were sending a blender to him.
I thought we were sending him a blender because he, like, answered a question.
No. He sent us a Canadian, French-Canadian blender.
It cost $34 for him to send it to us, too, so.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate that, but we're going to be opening that on video or on audio.
Do you have a video camera?
I got my phone. It might just be just as exciting on audio.
No, well, it depends. a snake could pop out, or it, like,
that would be true. Well,
maybe like cardboard.
You'd
conky.
Hear me shitting my pants if a snake jumped out.
There might be a cardboard conky in there or something. It would just pop out and call me Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, there's a hole in it, but that was I made that earlier.
Yeah. So before we go, we'd like to thank all the new listeners and all the new likes.
Yes,
and
thank you very much.
Our podcast audience has been growing, and we appreciate that you guys could do that for us and strokes our ego. Makes us want to keep doing it even more. Yeah. So thanks for listening. Tune in again on Friday for episode 23. Is that right?
23.
Yeah. Our guest will be Jim Carrey. Just kidding. So thanks for listening, you guys, and come back on Friday.
Rock on.
And metal.
Podcast.com.
Do you hate sports as much as I do?
No.
No, you say. You love them? You sick fucker. Wait. Check out www.officepoolsheets.com. Printable office pools for sports fans.
Venus, it's a me, Mario. 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 Venus, it's a me, Venus, it's a me, Mario. Venus, it's a me, Venus, it's a me, Mario. Venus, it's a me, Venus, it's a me, Mario. Venus, it's a me, Venus, it's a me, Mario.
It's me, Mario.